O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. You have stamped your image on us, Lord, to mark us as your own. A reading from Psalm 75, 1 and 2 and 7 to 10. We give you thanks, O God, we give you thanks, calling upon your name and declaring all your wonderful deeds. I will appoint a time, says God. I will judge with equity. It is God who judges. He puts down one and lifts up another. For in the Lord's hand there is a cup full of spiced and foaming wine, which he pours out, and all the wicked of the earth shall drink and drain the dregs. But I will rejoice forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. He shall break off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. You have stamped your image on us, Lord, to mark us as your own. A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 20. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God, which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Judeans, who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they do not please God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they may be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. They came to him and said, Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He asked. Bring me a denarii and let me look at it. They brought the coin. He asked them, Whose image is this? And whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then Jesus said to them, Give it back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, and to recenter our scattered senses among the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you speak and draw us near to you? Teach us to pray. Speak to us, Lord. We are listening. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we bring our anxieties and needs to you and thank you that there's nothing too great for your power and nothing too small for your love. Remind us of people that we know who are burdened by anxieties and needs at this moment. We ask you to make your presence felt in their lives today and to ease their burdens. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In all that we face today, celebrations and challenges and everything in between. Help us to remember that nothing is too great for your power and nothing is too small for your love. Help me to practice turning all my worries and needs into prayer, trusting in your attention and your compassion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And we bring all our prayers to you in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we long to be your people in this world where other powers claim our allegiance. You have stamped your image on us. Guide us by your light that we might see clearly who we are and what it means to give ourselves to you. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Wherever he may send you, may he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.